The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show live. It's time now for us to, St. Peter and I, to help the parents out there, as we usually do, the Stoner Jesus homeschooling segment. It's actually one of the oldest segments on the show, even back before stonerjesus.net, back in the old Blog Talk Radio days. Stoner Jesus homeschooling summer vacation is upon us. And of course, the purpose of Stoner Jesus homeschooling lessons is to get those homeschool kids a bit of a taste of what the public school kids go through, so their education and their upbringing is more well-rounded. Of course, homeschool kids, unless you give your homeschool kids the summer off, they really don't know about summer vacation. Summer is just another time for them to do their homeschooling. See, public school kids, they get a couple months off. It used to be 3 months. Now it's closer to 2 months off in the summer. And they like to do various activities. And I'm sure Peter knows much about this as well.
What's that supposed to mean?
And one of the things the kids like to do when they get out of school, and they don't have any more responsibilities, they don't have to worry about homework or grades or any of that kind of stuff. They like to, and in their vernacular, turn up. You know, yeah. So they're like the summer.
What do they do? What, Jesus? What are they doing? What are they doing, Jesus?
They're going to be turning up. The kids, this summer, they're going to be turning up.
They're going to be turning up where? Where are they going?
Well, it's not like a physical location where they're going to like turn up at. Although, they could turn up at different locations.
But they're talking about
turning up.
Well, they're like turning up the volume on something like the TV.
No, Peter.
What?
Peter, turning up is what kids say when like they want to get drunk or they want to party, you know? They're going to go party. They're going to turn up. They will be turning up. You know, if the party's over, it was turned up.
Yeah.
You know, so on and so forth.
I don't understand, Jesus. Why don't they say, like, they're going to go partying or they're going to party?
I don't know, Peter. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't really matter, Jesus.
Kids these days, they're just going on and on and on about the shit they're doing, and they're making up, like, different words for different things. What's wrong with the word party?
Peter.
Why can't you just say you're going to party?
I understand.
New slang and new words for everything. You gotta, it's like they
yes,
never,
Peter, I understand.
You're the first generation to ever think of stuff.
Look, it doesn't.
You don't
need
to relabel everything. It's already been fucking
trying
labeled.
To get homeschool kids.
A lot of people went through the trouble back in the day.
Let me
these fucking things, labels and words.
Let me turn that down.
And now you're screwing it all up.
Okay.
You're turning up in your thoughts and your pops. I don't know what you kids are talking about.
This whole fucking thing's been derailed.
You don't need to make up
the purpose
words.
Was I was going to teach
words for it.
Homeschool kids
you're
how they could turn up
clever.
At home so they don't feel like they're missing
smart.
Out on anything.
Turn it
but
up.
He's just,
you're going
he's
to a fucking party.
On.
What are you talking about?
I'm afraid to turn his microphone all the way off. I don't want to miss something.
You're going to smoke some weed.
Good, but then again, you know, most of me is like, no, you don't want to hear none of that.
You're not turning up. You're either drinking some fucking liquor or smoking some weed. Or you're drinking some fucking Drano. What am I about to drink? Some
he's obviously
Drano.
On something. I don't know.
I don't say I'm fucking turning up.
It doesn't
up.
Matter.
I'm just drinking some goddamn Drano.
It doesn't matter.
Every
kids,
day
you're homeschooled. You want to turn up at home?
All day, bitches.
I don't know.
Drano,
bring your mom and dad's liquor cabinet.
Nothing.
Turn this shit up.
Up anywhere.
I don't fucking spiel ready.
Some fucking,
I don't fucking spiel
volume knob
ready.
On TV.
Peter,
it's just I'm fucking doing what I'm doing. I don't need new fucking words and new fucking labels.
Anyway, hope you enjoyed this Stoner Jesus Show live. That was a homeschooling lesson, I guess, about those damn kids these days.
It's enough of this
Peter,
bullshit.
What the
It's enough of this bullshit.
The fuck is wrong with you?
You stupid fucking
can
little
you not
bastards.
Hear me?
Quit changing the fucking words of shit.
Anyway, Stoner Jesus Show Live.
It was like 10 fucking years
more comedy
ago.
Music.
Now
that shit.
What the fuck turning up is. Fuck you, you little bastard.
Oh, this is kind of cool.
Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Craig here at Poontang. If I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no fags in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Aha, fuck yeah, they are. Welcome, everybody. High noon with Stoner Jesus, May 26, 2017. We're live on CannabisRadio.com, as we are every Friday at high noon Eastern Time. Welcome those of you listening live and on podcast. Big show, 2 hours. You know all about it, and if you don't know all about it, well, you're about to find out all about it. So buckle up, ho. I'm sorry, I shouldn't call you ho. I just met some of you. Bitch. A lot of stuff going on, as I said. I'm on Twitter at StonerJesus420. Interact with me that way. You can email the show at StonerJesus420@gmail.com. If you're on Facebook, the Facebook page, of course, Facebook.com/StonerJesus420. And we have our group, for the hardcore fans of the show, Disciples of Stoner Jesus. Search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook to find the group for the show that I was just describing. It's really chill. We're also on Patreon. Go check us out on Patreon. There's links on stonerjesus.net. Of course, all information on the show can be found at stonerjesus.net. Patreon, we're giving rewards to people who support the show. That's it. Whatever level you want to support at, you get different rewards. Joe Destruction in the chat room. Joe Destruction, a supporter of the show. Thank you, Joe. You follow him on Twitter or whatnot, at Joe Destruction. He also has a rock show he does. The Brett Anthony Rock Show. Why is the name different? I don't fucking know. Quit asking so many questions. Just go listen to it. He's on Twitter there as well. Information. Go check it out. But yeah, we're on Patreon. How's it going? I don't know. Not the same as it did last time. I have a plan. I think tomorrow I'm going to carve out a few hours. It'll be Saturday afternoon, May 27th. I'm going to get on Facebook and just do a few hours. Now, back in the day, we used to do like money bombs and shit, and I would get on the air for 12 hours. Yes, 12 hours. I would go noon to midnight. We would play old clips. We have interviews, callers, more old clips. I'd fucking bring out every goddamn segment we had and, you know, get that. I'd ring out everything. I'd put out everything we had. And hours of old clips, which didn't even back then even break the surface of all the shit we had. I got just tons of clips and old episodes, and just, oh God, it's crazy. It's crazy. I don't even know how many gigabytes that shit is, but it's a lot. Anyway, we would do money bombs. We would get sponsors to put up prizes. We'd have like a little auction, do the money bomb, you know, over a few weeks, and then do the 12-hour show that day and see what we came up with. Some were successful. Some were really successful. Some were not as successful. I attempted that. The last time I attempted that, many of you may remember, was the St. Peter's Day. Oh, boy, how great would it be if there was a St. Peter's Day? Holy shit. St. Patrick's Day Massacre. I tried raising money for the Marijuana Policy Project. It went horribly. Horribly. And the day that I did the 12-hour broadcast, which I ended up doing 12 hours, I did like 9 or 10, I think. In any case, because I was sick as I could fucking be. My voice was destroyed. It was the worst my voice has ever been in my life. And it was a day I had to do 12 hours of broadcasting. And I forget what the goal was. It was like $10,000 something. And we ended up raising like $75. It was fucking horrific. Hence the name, the St. Patrick's Day Massacre. It was the most horrific day in Stoner Jesus Show history. I had the recording. I fucking got rid of it. It's the only recording I've ever got rid of. I still got shit from 2009. But the 12 hours, the 10 or whatever hours it was that day of the recording, fucking gone. I erased it. I didn't download it. Nothing. It was on Spreaker. I took that shit off. It's gone forever. It'll live on in my memory. And maybe one day, I can remember it differently. Like when I get Alzheimer's or something. Like, that was a great day. I killed that shit. So anyway, but the most you can do on Facebook is my point is, if I get to it in a roundabout way, the most you can do on Facebook at a time is 4 hours. Now, yeah, I could do 4 hours and then get off for a minute and then do another 4 hours. But I'm not going to do that. I'm fucking old. All right? I'm not the whippersnapper I was 4 or 5 years ago when we were doing money bombs. This is it, man. So I'll go on. I don't even know if I'll do 4 hours. But I'm going to get on, promote the Patreon thing, have call-ins, interact with people in the chat area, the comments area, all that shit. Do all that and play a bunch of old clips. I really can't play much here anymore. I do some. Most of them have copyright issues, but I don't care about I put it on Facebook. I don't give a fuck. Fuck them. It's going to give me, send me a little fucking message that says, you don't do this. Like, fuck you, Mark Zuckerberg. I bow to no man or woman. Damn it. Now I'm out of Facebook. That's what I'll talk about the rest of the show. Now, this is High Noon with Stoner Jesus. Going on today in the show, we have this date in Stoner history. I guess it's kind of a Memorial Day special. I don't know. There'll be some about Memorial Day in it. And there'll be some that's not. So take it for what it is. Also have weed news. Of course, that's where we're all in the first hour. Second hour, we have some weird stories. Also a Stoner Jesus list. Now, we have a voicemail from St. Peter. He's not here. He's off, finding himself or whatever the fuck he left for. I don't know. He seems to be having second thoughts. Here's the thing. I don't need St. Peter. I can do whole shows without him. More so, I have hours upon hours upon hours of shit that St. Peter's done, fucking segments, lists, infomercials, all that stuff. I could play now till fucking next week and nothing but St. Peter. How bad would that be? But I don't need St. Peter. In the second hour, we're going to do a Stoner Jesus list. Yeah, that's right. I know St. Peter does lists. Fuck that. He hasn't contributed anything to the show in months besides rambling voicemails. So I am going to do a Stoner Jesus list. Summer party ideas. Summer's almost here. And these are not stupid ideas like St. Peter's. These are viable ideas that will actually work and actually benefit you in some way. So that's coming up in the second hour. Also, we're going to talk with Kira Kane and Shay Taylor from the Sex Work BB podcast. You follow them on Twitter. You follow Sex Work BB, the two letter B's, obviously, on Twitter. Talk to them about porn, their show, see if they like weed, all that stuff. They probably do. Everybody likes weed. I don't even ask anymore. Like beforehand, I would ask, like, you smoke weed? You want to talk about that? So you're like, yo, you love weed or not? Like our guest last week, Allison Tyler. I had no idea if she liked weed. So part way to the interview, I was like, hey, let's get into that. And it turns out she loves it. She bought weed out in front of Bob Marley's house in Jamaica. You missed that interview. Go check it out. It's the 5/19/2017 podcast. Miss Tyler XXX on Twitter. Man, I'm fucking starving. I should have ate something before this show. That was a mistake. A mistake I'm going to pay for dearly. So anyway, we have Kira and Shay from the Sex Work BB podcast coming up in the second hour. Now, I teased it. I guess that's what you call it a minute ago. St. Peter left a voicemail. He's angling to come back to the show. To be quite honest, I don't think he can find his way back here. He can't seem to find his way out of Canada. He's having real fucking problems. Let's see if he's continuing to have problems with, I used to have intro music for St. Peter and his stupid voicemails, but nah, fuck it. Just fucking play it.
Hey, Jesus. It's me, Peter.
Yeah. I know.
I'm still stuck in Canada. I don't know the fuck I'm going to get out of here. I mean, there's just like trees everywhere. Like, no matter where I go, there's more fucking trees. Like, I run into people every now and then. I hang with them or whatever and, like, do their drugs and, like, charge up my phone and then, like, I'm, like, on the road again. But, I mean, they keep pointing me in the direction of, like, the United States, but I never seem to get there. It's just more trees. Just fucking trees everywhere, man. I don't know. I'm starting to think this trip is a bad idea. I'm starting to think that, I shouldn't have, I should have left it in the cover of the basement. I took the basement for granted. At least I knew where I was. I mean, I go outside, go down the corner, buy some fucking some of those eggs, and one of those big jars in the fucking corner store. Up here, all there is fucking trees. I don't know. There's too many fucking trees, I think. Maybe it's getting to me.
What?
Anyway, I should have never left. Jesus, I need to get back there. I need to get back to the show. I need to get back to my basement and get back to the way things were. This is horrible. I haven't found myself. I haven't answered any questions. I just got lost for a really long time. I saw some crazy shit. And that's it. So anyway, Jesus, I'm going to find my way back there. I assume that as soon as I find my way out of Canada, it should be pretty easy. You know? I'm going to do that first. We'll see. We'll see, Jesus. Yeah. So I'll be there soon. Fuck you, Jesus. There he is.
So there. Fucking horrible reception. All the way in Canada. A lot of trees, apparently. That's what I mean. I don't think I have to worry too much about Peter finding his way back here anytime soon. He's having problems. Trees are confusing him. So, hard telling. He may end up going the other way and end up in fucking Russia or something. I don't know. You never know with St. Peter. Anyway, we're going to take a break. Got a This Day in Stern History coming up. Memorial Day edition. As I mentioned, we have Kira and Shay next hour from the Sex Work BB podcast. Don't forget to check out our Facebook page. Doing videos up there. I'm hoping to get back to the full Stoner Jesus show on Facebook Live soon. I think the technical issues, I think they're about as good as they're going to get. You know, Manycam has told me basically that, real quick, for most people who broadcast with graphics and shit on Facebook Live or something like that, there's like a two-step process. There's two different softwares you have to go through. What I'm doing is going through one, which is Manycam. And I've given them a lot of shit. And they wrote me in an email saying, you know, basically saying the technology for that is not what they want it to be yet, which is understandable. This is all new shit. I'm fucking broadcasting on video with graphics and camera switching from this fucking dump. The Stoner Jesus Show Studios. This goddamn dump. If I can do it, anybody can do it. And I can't lose sight of the fact that that's amazing fucking technology and that's amazing progress. I'm doing it, like I said, through one step, just through Manycam, and there's some problems. But I think I found the sweet spot. I found the area where the settings are good and can handle whatever we do. The video's not, you know, perfect, and maybe it doesn't sync up on a certain devices with the voice or whatever. But again, it's fucking 5 years ago, this didn't exist. I remember trying to put MP3s on the internet in 2001. You know how fucking hard that was? On a 56K dial-up modem? You remember that shit? For 3 minutes of audio, it took hours. Hours to upload a fucking audio file. That's a few minutes long. Anyway, I'm fucking dating myself here. Yes, I'm old. I mentioned it before, goddammit. As Joe Destruction said, I'm 2017. It's been a fucking long time, man. A lot of shit. I remember when there weren't no computers. Yeah, that's right. Think on that for a minute, kids. There was nothing. Nothing! You wanted to entertain yourself? You had to punch your friend in the mouth. High Noon with Stoner Jesus live on campusradio.com, May 26th, 2017. Make sure you go check out our Facebook videos and all that shit. Check out stonerjesus.net, all of our recent podcasts, the Patreon link, all that stuff. Tainted Tats winners. I should be getting your stuff out soon. I think four of the six winners got back to me, so I guess as good as it's going to get. I guess I'm going to send out four, and I'm going to keep the rest. Put a big fucking wheat leaf on my forehead. See what kind of reactions I get. That would be a good video. Just put a big weed leaf tattoo, temporary one, on my forehead, turn on my camera, and just walk through like a store or something. And just get people's reactions. Ah, oh, shit. That would be fucking amazing. God, create a whole new show. But then I have to give it out over the air, so somebody's going to steal it. God damn it. Oh, somebody's probably already done it. I'm sure. There's no way I just thought of that. There's absolutely no fucking way I was the first person to think of that just now on the air. It's an impossibility. Impossible. Por favor. High Noon with Stoner Jesus. Every Friday, we're live. Noon Eastern Time. CannabisRadio.com. Go check out StonerJesus.net for all information on the show. This Day in Stoner History. Coming up, Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome sponsor of the show, Kind Soil. Check out the Kind Soil banner on StonerJesus.net or go to KindSoil.com. And also follow at Kind Soil on Twitter. Kind Soil is a 100% organic soil program that feeds your plants from seed to harvest. All you ever do is water your plants. Never use nutrients again. Make sure you check out that Kind Soil banner on StonerJesus.net. Kind Soil allows your plant to feed as it chooses, drink fresh, clean water as it chooses, all while never experiencing burns or growth issues from chemical feeding. Kind Soil produces large, dense flowers soaked in trichomes. Go check it out for yourself, KindSoil.com, or click that Kind Soil banner on StonerJesus.net.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Voober vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Voober vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Voober way.
From dabs to chivas, sativas to indicas, we roll out a whole concentrate of fresh new content every week. It's like going from the greenhouse to the dispensary. CannabisRadio.com.
Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. SaturnRanch.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everyone. High Noon with Stoner Jesus live on CannabisRadio.com. Find our podcast on CannabisRadio.com, StonerJesus.net, of course. You can search Stoner Jesus on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spreaker, Podbean, and your own local podcatcher app thingamajigger. I go look at the stats and shit of like StonerJesus.net and see like what people are using, like what browser they use or what medium they use, like cell phone or whatever. And I see a lot of shit I have no idea what it is. Just no idea. I assume it's stuff that people listen to podcasts on. I don't know. Like, what if it's like GoPotter or something like that? I think that's it. GoPotter. I don't know what the fuck GoPotter is, but apparently a lot of people listen to the podcast on StonerJesus.net on something called GoPotter. So, thank you all. I don't know what you're doing or how you're doing it. As long as you listen to the show, do I really give a fuck? Of course not. Now, speaking of the show, which is what I'm doing right now, we've been doing this a long time, the podcasting. And there were some bits, segments, whatever, that began the show. I started with, like, I don't know, four or five basic things. This Day in Stoner Jesus, or This Day in Stoner History. It wasn't Profiles in Death. It was something else. I can never fucking remember the name of what the segment was before Profiles in Death. But it's what Profiles in Death became. I just have to go back and listen one day. I'll go back to my notes and find it and just see what the fuck it was named. Because I can never remember that. This is like the 8th time that I have not been able to recall the name of the fucking thing. The segment. Also, Stoner Jesus pickup lines and homeschooling lessons and shit like that. They've been around a long time. This Day in Stoner History, as I said, has been around probably since 2008, 2009. I don't know, somewhere in there. It might go back to 2006. I don't remember. As I said many times, as a historian of the show, I'm not good at the history of the show. I'm better than most people, but I'm not the best. I'm not as good at it as I should be to have the job of official historian. In any case, another fucking roundabout way of saying it's time for this date in Stoner history. We're going back to Memorial Day, 1980. And my little system here has told me that this is kind of like 1970s, 1980s, like action type music. Sounds like the beginning of a story. A news story, like a pedophilia ring just got busted. 87 people are going to jail. That's kind of 80s. Anyway, fucking point is this. Memorial Day in 1980 fell on this day, May 26th. And fuck, I already forgot the guy's name. This is why I write shit down. Okay. James Crabtree. We're going to Georgia. Memorial Day, 1980, Georgia. James Crabtree. James is young. He's got friends. They like to drink. They like to smoke a little reefer. So that's what they decided to do that night before Memorial Day. Now, James and his friends, they were, let's just say, they were plastered. They were fucking plastered. They've been drinking whiskey and bourbon and smoking reefer doobies, or whatever they were called in 1980, and they were fucked up. Eventually, they found their way to a vet cemetery. Not a pet cemetery. We bury cats and shit. A veterans cemetery where you bury the men and women who served in the armed forces and died doing that. That's what Memorial Day is about, actually. Dead veterans. Anyway, getting ahead of myself. They end up in this veterans cemetery. James and his friends. They got a lot of weed. They got a lot of liquor. Long story short, not that I have to make it short, it's my show, I can go as long as I want, but I have a little brevity in these things. They all passed out. James and his friends, they all passed the fuck out amongst the headstones, the men and women who had died in Vietnam and Korea and World War II and World War I. They wake up the next day, it's sunny, it's light, there's a lot of noise because there's a lot of fucking people in this cemetery because it's Memorial Day. They're there honoring the dead, honoring the military veterans who lost their lives defending this country. James wakes up, all his friends wake up, they got fucking horrible, horrible hangovers. They stand up to find 40 or 50 old people staring at them. Now, this is a pretty fucked up situation. James realizes it's Memorial Day. They're in a veterans cemetery, which he really wasn't aware of last night. He's fucking hungover. He looks at his friends. They don't know what the fuck to do. They're stupid. All of his friends are dumb as fuck. They have blank looks on their face. So James does the first thing that pops into his head. He pulls out a joint. He pulls out a joint and holds it in the air. All the old people look at each other. And they knew then it was going to be a kick-ass Memorial Day. James and his friends smoked up with the old people as they paid tribute to those who fell in battle. They all got blazed together, and each group learned a little something that day. James and his group, well, they learned more about Memorial Day and about the sacrifices that our soldiers make overseas. And those old people that were there just to celebrate Memorial Day and their fallen comrades, well, they learned a little something as well. They learned about getting high as fuck, son. High as fuck. That's this day in Stoner history. See, weed's always been bringing people together. Even back in 1980, as this music notates. Or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. I feel 1980 in that song. That's this day in Stoner history. We'll be back. Oh, fucking top-notch production on this show. It's incredible. We'll be back with weed news. Round out hour one. High noon. With Stoner Jesus live on CannabisRadio.com. We'll be back, yo.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
CannabisRadio.com keeps you in the know Monday through Friday on air and on demand with Cannabis Radio News, presented with the definitive worldwide news source, the Associated Press. Stay informed with exclusive news on all things cannabis. Cannabis Radio News, live weeknights at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, during the Russ Belville Show, or download the daily podcast exclusively on CannabisRadio.com, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. When breaking news happens in the cannabis industry, Cannabis Radio News delivers the details first.
Educator, author, and advocate Dr. Mitch Earlywine is here to tackle the burning issues.
And I'm here to clear up the myths about cannabis and burn them away with science.
CannabisRadio.com presents a no-holds-barred platform that seeks to redefine and revolutionize the entire scope of the cannabis culture while opening the door for more to join the cannabis crusade.
Dr. Kevin Hill.
You can't ignore the fact that, like alcohol, most people who use don't have a problem. So I think that you need to think about policy in that way while educating people properly about marijuana. I think that's the way to go.
Burning Issues, only on CannabisRadio.com.
From high atop Mount Soledad in San Diego, California, 100 feet above sea level. Good morning. It's good news with cannabis nurse Heather.
This plant is amazing. Positive change is happening. We did it. No matter who you are, you can make a positive impact on the world.
I would rather be illegally alive than legally dead.
And that quote helped to give you strength.
Nurse Heather is only on CannabisRadio.com.
Good morning, Cannabis Nurse Heather.
Hello and welcome all you high-flying, die-trying, roll-a-Philly-blunt-for-your-friend-hemsters, every roach-smoking, bong-token, however you get your THC can-enthusiasts, all you rebels, individualistic originals, and outside-the-box ganja warriors, you chunky monkey, Cherry Garcia, munchy-loving-hemsters, all you captive earth surfers, astral travelers, and ganja-loving connoisseurs, all you high-flying, wide-smiling, ganja-rific cannabophiles, welcome to everyone, because that's how I really feel.
The Grow Show with Kyle Cushman, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
Hey, this is Tommy Chong. This is Ray Dawn on the other mic.
Yes, the eldest. It was awesome.
And we saw, it was called Dying to Know.
It's a love story between Ram Dass and Tim Leary.
Yeah, the gay Jew and Tim.
But he wasn't gay when he was a professor. He didn't know.
Yeah, that must have been a shock to his wife.
The one time he, like, met a vagina.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised. Now, here's cannabis news coverage you can count on. From the Stoner Jesus Show's Cannabis Radio Newsroom, inside the rectory.
This is Weed News.
Yeah, Weed News. High Noon with Stoner Jesus. May 26, 2017. We're live on CannabisRadio.com. Welcome to everyone listening live and on podcast. A lot of shit going on, as usual, in the world of cannabis. You get our cannabis news from Cannabis Tweets on Twitter. That's Cannabis Tweets with a Z. Also, I do some writing for MarijuanaTimes.org. Is that right? I just fucking forgot the fucking website. Yeah, MarijuanaTimes.org. Thought for a second it was .com. It's not. Holy shit. I've gone to that website about 5,000 times. MarijuanaTimes.org. You can find me on there. As well, earlier this week I wrote about the 420 rally organizers in Denver being fined over $12,000 and banned from holding the event in Denver for 3 years. You heard me correctly. Damn, excuse me. Unless they went on appeal or something, or the decision was reversed by the Parks and Rec people in Denver, there will be no 420 celebration for the next 3 years in Denver. Apparently, we talked about this last week or the week before, I believe. There was a lot of problems with the rally in Denver. There was a lot of fencing that was torn down because there was long lines, inadequate or inefficient security, however one you want to put it, led to a lot of problems. The problem that really pissed off authorities was they get there the next morning and the park is trashed. There was fucking trash everywhere. Now, the rally organizers were responsible for picking up the trash, and they said they did pick up the trash. They said what happened was they put it all in bags and they left it there, and there was going to be some kind of pickup in the morning or something. They take it to the dump. I don't know. But apparently that didn't materialize. They said that homeless people, maybe looking for cans or other things, maybe some food, ripped open the bags and had garbage strewn all over the park. But they got there the next morning. They had it cleaned up by noon again. They said that it's not their fault. The city says, yes, it is. So $12,000 in fines and 3 years banned from holding a 420 celebration in Denver, which many people consider the weed capital of the United States due to legalization. And they pissed some people off, man. We have enough problems. We have enough fucking problems. You're going to organize a rally, make sure you do it right. There's no room for error with this shit. People say, oh, well, people are human and mistakes will be made. Absolutely, but there's no room for error. There's already a stigma that surrounds the entire fucking process, the industry, the community, everybody. Other news I wrote about from MarijuanaTimes.org. Ohio Supreme Court Justice is actually the only Democrat in Ohio to hold statewide office. Says it's time to legalize, tax, and regulate marijuana and release all nonviolent marijuana offenders from prison. William O'Neill, he says he's going to, he's thinking about running for governor next year. Apparently John Kasich is going to hit the bricks in Ohio next year. And, well, I mean, I guess, I mean, Supreme Court Justice, who is the only Democrat to hold statewide office, I guess he's got a pretty good chance of being a Democrat nominee if he so chooses for governor next year. And the fact he's talking about legalizing marijuana, that's fucking great. It's great. Again, everybody that it goes back to the stigma I just talked about. There's none of that stigma associated with this guy. Like, oh, he's not just some hippie who wants to get rich on a weed business, you know, and sell tie-dye shirts or whatnot. He's an Ohio Supreme Court justice. And he's saying, hey, this is stupid. It's not fucking working. We're locking up people who smoke marijuana. It's crazy. It's always been crazy. It continues to be crazy. It will continue to be crazy into the future. Other stories on Cannabis Tweets. It's Cannabis Tweets with a Z. Support for legalization is exploding in Washington. They're really happy with their legalization plan and what's going on, at least according to polls. Governor of Vermont vetoed marijuana legalization legislation. This story is from mymbc5.com. I think there's going to be some audio here. Whatever loads up, we'll see. This is a 9-minute video. What the fuck's 9 minutes long? What the fuck?
Since the legislature passed S.
What the fuck? What's going on?
Good afternoon. Since the legislature passed S-22 on May 10th, as you might imagine, I've received a great deal of advice on this issue and have taken the time to fully understand what this legislation proposes to do. I carefully weighed the advantages and disadvantages.
This is the video that's already annoying me. Not just what this guy's saying, but the whole fucking thing is annoying me. The way the website works. My NBC5, you suck. Anyway, this was Phil Scott, governor of Vermont, talking about why he vetoed the marijuana legalization bill that didn't even legalize sales. It legalized 2 plants at home and a fucking ounce. It wasn't that big a deal. But he's got problems with it, apparently.
This proposal in order to arrive at my decision. Opinions on marijuana legislation do not fall neatly along party, age, or geographic lines. Many Vermonters have strong feelings on this issue and do not hesitate to voice them, both for and against. I always try to listen and learn from different points of view and want to thank those who have taken the time to reach out over the past few weeks with their thoughts. As I look at this matter, I generally view it through the lens of a libertarian. With that libertarian streak in me, I believe what adults do behind...
That's so dumb. That's so dumb to claim you have a libertarian streak and yet a veto, a very tame marijuana legalization bill.
Behind closed doors and on their own personal property is their choice, so long as it doesn't negatively impact the health and safety of others.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I've previously supported and continue to support medical marijuana laws and decriminalization. I know we cannot ignore the fact that it is a widely consumed substance. In many states, and an entire nation to our north, are in the process of making it legal. I have made it clear since the campaign and throughout this session, I'm not philosophically opposed to ending the prohibition on marijuana. And I recognize there is a clear societal shift in that direction. However, I feel it is crucial that key questions and concerns involving public safety and health are addressed before moving forward. We must get this right. Let the science inform any policy around this decision.
We must get this right. Like, it's really fucking difficult, and people aren't already doing it. I just got done saying, Washington, according to polls, people are support for legalization has gone up. So, same thing in Colorado. They're already doing it. Let's just get this right bullshit. They can grow 2 plants at home and have a fucking ounce. Well, that's a threat to public safety. Where is that a threat to public safety? Where has it been a threat to public safety? Why haven't these threats to public safety materialized in other states?
Learn from the experience of other states and take whatever time is required to do so. In my view, policymakers have an obligation to all Vermonters and those who visit us to address health, safety, and prevention and education questions before committing the state to a specific timeline for moving forward. More specifically, as I have said repeatedly throughout the campaign and this session, we should know how we will detect and measure impairment on our highways, fund and implement additional substance abuse prevention education, keep our children safe and penalize those who do not, and measure how legalization impacts the mental health and substance abuse issues our communities are already facing. From my vantage point, S-22 does not yet adequately address these questions.
In other words, it doesn't nitpick enough, it doesn't regulate enough, it doesn't institute enough rules, it doesn't give the government, I guess, enough control. Absolute, minute, fucking, like, tip of the fucking needle control. So, Governor Scott doesn't like it.
Therefore, I am returning this bill to the legislature. I am, however, offering a path forward that takes a much more thorough look at what public health, safety and education policies are needed before Vermont moves toward a regulatory and revenue system for an adult-use marijuana market. I'll be providing the legislature with recommended changes. And to be clear, if they are willing to work with me to address my concerns in a new bill passed during the veto session this summer, there is a path forward on this issue. Those recommendations include the following. First, in its attempt to equate marijuana with alcohol, this bill appears to weaken penalties for the dispensing and sale of marijuana to minors. Sections of this bill must be rewritten to make clear that existing penalties for the dispensing and sale of marijuana to minors and on school grounds remain unchanged. Weakening these protections and penalties should be totally unacceptable to even the most ardent legalization advocates. Second, I'm asking for changes to more aggressively penalize consumption while driving and usage in the presence of minors. For example, this bill states that one cannot use marijuana in a vehicle, but if an adult is smoking with a child in the car, there's only a small fine equal to the penalty for an adult having an open container of alcohol.
In other words, nitpicking shit. Nitpicking shit that I'm sure could easily be fixed, but they're not interested in that. Now there's going to be recommendations, as you just said. Then there'll be task forces, committees, studies, or plans for studies. And then we'll think about getting back around to this. Maybe work on it this summer. Maybe get something going. Still not going to have sales or not any of that because, you know, they have to study that. They have a study on, I think they already passed a study or they're going to. The study of the commercialization angle. In other words, having retail shops and shit like that sell to adults. It goes back to what I've said many, many times. I'm probably sounding like a broken fucking record, but it doesn't matter. It needs to be said. Governments are going to fuck this up. They're going to fuck up legalization. They're going to make it shitty. And we're all going to take it because it's going to be better than prohibition. And we're going to say, oh, well, I guess this is good enough, but it's going to suck. And 10, 15, 20 years down the road, we're all going to look at each other and say, man, this does suck. Why are there so many rules? Why are there more rules for me than a guy who goes and buys a fucking bottle of Jim Beam from a liquor store? What's so good about him and what's so bad about me? Why am I being discriminated against? So on and so forth. There's going to be an ongoing battle. Don't get me wrong. The progress we've made so far is incredible. It's going to be slowed and in some places reversed, as we have seen before. Other stories up on Cannabis Tweets. It's Cannabis Tweets with a Z on Twitter. Facebook shut down the page of pro-legalization campaign Safer Arizona. Safer Arizona, they have a very lenient and wide-open legalization plan they're trying to get signatures for, and their biggest influence was their 24,000 people on Facebook, and Facebook shut them down and did not give them a reason and have yet to give them a reason, apparently, or restore the page. I haven't checked to see if it's back up yet, but I don't know. All fronts. There's going to be problems on all fronts. It's nowhere near over. When we say marijuana legalization is inevitable, you know, a lot of things go into that. Demographics, you know, rising poll numbers, the consistency of those poll numbers going up, things like that. But it's only inevitable if we keep up the effort that we've already put in and add more. Another example of government fucking up legalization, Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. kind of has what Vermont was trying to have, was possession, some home growing, but no sales. So, of course, people are going to get around the no sales thing. And, they're doing it by, like, delivering pizza and shit, or art, or T-shirts, or whatever. This is a Washington Post story. Basically, anything you can order online, these people are bringing. You're buying that T-shirt or whatever, and then they give you some free weed or a gift of weed on the side. Which is what happens. This is the gray market area of things that arises when you don't do it right? What the fuck's the point of legalization without sales? What? It's like saying alcohol is legal, but you got to fucking make it in your tub. I'm sorry, I don't. You got to make it in your tub, and if you sell it to somebody, that's illegal. But if you give it to somebody when you deliver their pizza, you know, give them a jug of a bathtub moonshine, well then, you know, that's okay. There's shoppers can buy a $42 t-shirt at a district shop and have a free sample of locally grown product tossed into the bag. So basically the weed's free because you're allowed to give weed up to an ounce. And that's how they're getting around the rule of not selling. They'll sell you something else and give you free weed on the side. So of course, either authorities are going to have to ban that specifically or allow sales. And of course, the Congress, which inexplicably the federal Congress has power over Washington, D.C. I mean, I understand the reasons why that is, but it's ludicrous nonetheless that people, they don't, the people of D.C., I mean, if we're going to have this fucking system of voting and representation and shit, people in D.C. don't get to vote on these people. And yet they control whether or not they can buy some weed on a bill that was voted on, a measure that was voted on, if memory serves me correctly, had 69% or 70% yes votes in Washington, D.C. when it passed in 2014. So, I don't know. They're going to fuck it up. They're fucking it up. They're doing everything they can, officials, bureaucrats, whoever, doing everything they can to fuck it up. And that's a shame. And they said, well, bend over and take it because it's better than what we got now. It's like somebody shoving their dick up your ass and it's really big. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to use a smaller dick. And you're like, well, I may prefer you didn't do it at all, but if all I can get is a smaller dick, well, I guess I have to go with a smaller dick. It's my grand analogy of marijuana legalization. A smaller dick that they're shoving up your ass. That's Weed News. This is High Noon with Stoner Jesus, May 26, 2017. We're live on CannabisRadio.com as we are every Friday. We got hour two coming up. We got Shay and Kira from Sex Work BB Podcast and more coming up in hour two. You don't want to miss that shit.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
You're listening to the Stoner Jesus Show. Not only can Stoner Jesus Show podcast be found on stonerjesus.net, you can also find them on cannabisradio.com. You can also find the show by searching Stoner Jesus on Spreaker.com and the Spreaker Radio app. Also, the Stitcher Radio app, iTunes, the iHeartRadio app, and iHeart.com. If you want the links to all of these, go to stonerjesus.net. In the top menu bar, there's a page that says Listen to the Stoner Jesus Show. There you can find all the different ways you can listen to the Stoner Jesus Show podcast. All other information on the show can be found at stonerjesus.net.
Cannabis legalization efforts are increasing competition for businesses wanting to make it big. In this complex and fast-changing environment, only the savviest will survive. What are you going to do to stay ahead of the game? Enter New Frontier's free platform, Equio. the premier business intelligence, visualization, and marketing platform for the cannabis industry. With Equio, you can stay on top of your store sales, trends, and competition, better understand your seasonality and broader sales trends, identify and compare your top products and categories, and cross-buying opportunities. Go to www.equio.io to sign up for your free membership today. That's EQUIO.io to sign up now. The power of real-time big data is now in your hands. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds till they bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is him pink, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. Business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know.